20 minutes. Now, in many countries, there's been a marked increase in coronavirus cases in recent weeks. We've just heard about the problem in Spain, and other countries in Europe, like Germany and France, are also registering thousands of new cases every day. Only a few weeks ago, it was hundreds. But interestingly, this rise is not reflected in the number of deaths, which has not been going up, or at least to a far lesser degree. So what's going on? A question I put to John Drake, who's a professor at the University of Georgia. Take a listen.
I think there's four general reasons why we see a decline in deaths, even though we see an increase in cases. First, there's a time lag between when a person gets infected and when death actually occurs. And so when you're looking at a population level, that means that any increase in deaths is going to lag behind an increase in cases. Another is that we are improving treatment and standard of care. So fewer people are dying. That's a good thing. A third thing is that there's more testing. And so that means that we detect more and more of the very mild cases. And the fourth thing is the changing age distribution of cases, particularly in the United States, but I think this is true around the world. We see that fewer older people are being infected relative to what we saw early in the epidemic, and younger people are less likely to die from the disease.
Do we know why we're seeing a decrease in the infections of older people? Is that down to social distancing?
I think that that's a major part of it. It's actually hard to work out what the details are. But anecdotally, you can see from people's behavior that older people are much less likely to leave their homes or engage in other behaviors that are likely to expose them to the virus.
What about younger people?
I think, you know, younger people often have a sense of adventure, sometimes invincibility. And also younger people are now aware that they are much less likely to die from the disease. Of course, the costs of staying indoors are also great for younger people, working age people. For that reason, they might have to go out more often.
One of the first reasons you outlined for the decrease in the number of deaths, you said there is a time lag, fewer cases. But what about a second wave? Then does that mean the rate of deaths could increase?
I do think that the rate of deaths could increase as long as we're seeing sustained transmission within a community.
Your research relates particularly to the United States, but we are seeing these trends here in the United Kingdom and across Europe as well. So I suppose it's applicable to all parts of the world?
I think that's probably right. One of the things that I read is from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. This is their 11th coronavirus disease update. And one of the things that I notice is a trend that looks very much like the United States. There was an initial peak in April that declined. And now in the late summer, we're seeing an increase in cases again. As you noted, number of deaths per case or per 100,000 in the population is continuing to decline. But the interesting thing is that the age profile of cases also looks suspiciously like in the United States. So early on in the EU and in the UK, there was a preponderance of cases among older people. And now we're seeing that the 20 to 29 year age band is actually the one that has the most cases in the EU and UK.
Yeah. And since young people are much less likely to die in comparison to older people after getting the coronavirus, why does it matter that COVID-19 is resurging in young people?
If it was possible to completely segregate the populations, that would be one thing. But of course, it's not possible to do that. And so if, to use an analogy, if young people are the fuel that keeps the fire burning, then that continues to create exposure and risk for the rest of the population.
So should young people then bear more responsibility in making sure that the virus does not spread?
I believe that the responsibility is held by all of us together collectively. We're not isolated from one another. The world is increasingly connected. That's true across age demographics and across geographic locations between different countries and cities across the world.
That's Professor John Drake speaking to me there from the University of Georgia.